Arthur John a Saint exemplifies everything that is good in this world. Her diligence, poise, and unwavering love for others easily makes her a role model to many. Her infectious smile and bubbly personality easily make her who she is today. While it is hard to piece together all of the right words to fully encapsulate the incredible person that Arthur is, it was so easy for me to decide on just one that perfectly describes everything that Arthur is and does. Simply put, Arthur John a Saint is remarkable. Remarkably kind, remarkably brilliant, and most importantly, remarkably herself. Arthur, it is my biggest honor to be able to call you my big sister and continue to watch you change this world with your remarkable self. And I know this because you've already changed mine.
Arthur, where do I begin? How about to when I thought I lived the perfect life as an only child? I didn't like the idea of having a sibling to share all the love and the toys that I had. But then on that December 25th morning, you arrived. And to this day, you're the best Christmas present I could have ever imagined. Your passion and commitment to FFA are unwavering and unmatched. Watching you grow up not only as a young lady, but as a leader has been a blessing. Thank you for allowing me to sit in the passenger seat on your road to greatness. You are a trailblazer and a world changer. Now, it is our pleasure to introduce to you, for her retiring address, your National FFA Southern Region Vice President, Arthur John a Saint.
I'm just an ordinary girl. Sometimes I'm lazy, I get bored. I get scared, I feel ignored. I feel happy, I get silly. I choke on my own words. I make wishes, I have dreams. And I still want to believe anything can happen in this world for an ordinary girl.
Whew, sleep. If I've learned anything in the past 21 years of life, it's that a homegirl can fall asleep anywhere. I mean, I can fall asleep fully clothed on a beach in South Africa. I can fall asleep in the middle of the action at the Florida State Fair, and my stock show kids know those kinds of naps hit different. And I definitely can fall asleep in any and every moving vehicle that I occupy. Sleep to me is pretty easy. It's pretty ordinary. I don't have to think about it too hard. I just close my little eyes and boom, sweet slumber. On average, as humans, we spend about a third of our life asleep. That means we have a third of our life to do that ordinary work, which is great news for all of us because at the end of the day, we're just ordinary people, and that's okay. But on the other side of that lies the other two-thirds of our life, the part that's not as easy, the part in which we do something extraordinary. So how do we do it? How do we, as ordinary people, try to lead an extraordinary life? Honestly, I think it starts with all of that sleeping that we get to do. Now for me, my favorite part of sleeping is very easily the dreaming that accompanies it. Because dreaming has a pretty profound practical application. It lets us escape reality. And y'all, let's be real. Reality can be pretty scary these days. I mean, today alone, billions of people live in poverty. Billions of people have inadequate access to healthcare. Millions of people have been displaced from their homes with nowhere to go due to oppressive government regimes and natural disasters. And we all have to navigate a socio-political climate that makes something as seemingly simple as where you have supper a full-blown political debate. And unfortunately, that just scratches the surface as to what makes life hard these days. But when we dream, we get the chance to envision a world where those things, those heavy, heavy things, they no longer exist. When we do that ordinary work of sleeping, we can do something extraordinary as we dream of a world where endless pain, grief, and strife no longer exist. But more than that, dreaming gives us something to work towards. I mean, after all, it was just a dream that led to the formation of this country. It was just a dream that led to the liberation of enslaved people in this country. It was just a dream that led to the automation of harvesting. It was just a dream that the new farmers of America and the future farmers of America would become one organization, and it was just a dream. Maybe your own, maybe that of your agriculture teachers that got you in those seats today listening to this speech. All extraordinary things begin as just a dream. So y'all, let's start dreaming more. And yes, we can dream about those really big things like world peace and eradicating hunger, but we also have the power to dream about those seemingly smaller things. Things like, what would our school look like if we took the time to make new friends outside of our inner circle? What would our communities look like if we took the time to lend a helping hand more often? What would our own lives look like if we unapologetically chased our wildest ambitions? We can dream personally, we can dream globally, we can dream locally, and we ought to do all of those things because dreaming moves us forward. I know that I dream of a world in which I think a little less and I do a whole lot more. I dream of a world where people, and I'm talking all people, get to experience true love, acceptance, and belongingness. I dream of a world where support is plentiful and pain is mitigated. Because dreaming is our first step to a more extraordinary life. But it's only a first step. Now, this next step is one that I learned in the great state of Texas earlier this year. We got any Texans? Ooh. Now, earlier this year, I had the privilege of traveling down to Fort Worth, Texas for their state convention, and man, do y'all Texans know how to party? Well, after a super long day of sessions and workshops, I found myself at the advancement announcement of the Invitational Spanish Creed Contest. Now, I'm not sure how many of us here are familiar with the Spanish Creed contest, but let me be the first to break it to you. That thing is no joke. Students are evaluated on their ability to recite the FFA Creed in Spanish and on their ability to answer questions about the Creed in Spanish. And as we're awaiting the results, I cozy up with the Crockett FFA chapter, who is waiting anxiously alongside Ryan, their competitor in the Creed contest. And as the time is ticking and we're waiting for these results to roll in, Ryan really casually just reveals to me that he's not a native Spanish speaker. In fact, he's only recently learned Spanish to better communicate with his stepmother, who exclusively speaks Spanish, and to connect more deeply with his Hispanic heritage. And at this point, my mind is blown, because imagine competing at the state level in a really hard contest in your second language that you just learned. And by the time that I pick up my jaw from the ground, in comes a lady with the list of finalists of the Spanish Creed contest in Texas, and one of those names just so happened to be Ryan from Crockett FFA. Yeah, let's give it up for Ryan. Y'all, what if we were all a little bit more like Ryan in all of our relationships? What if we all went that extra mile to connect with the people around us? What if we took the time to learn more about someone's traditions and their culture so that we could be a better friend for them? What if we learned about the behaviors that made someone feel anxious or nervous so that we could avoid those things altogether? What if we stopped trying to change people into who we want them to be and just let them be who they are? What if we learned a new language in order to better communicate with the people around us? ¿Y si intentáramos aprender un nuevo idioma? See, none of these things are necessarily easy, but they are things we are capable of doing if we make the choice to. Now, Ryan, whether he knows it or not that day, he taught me the next step to leading an extraordinary life. Y'all, that next step is love. Because love brings all of those what if questions to life. Love looks like meeting people right where they are. Love looks like not asking them to change who they are in order to be in your life. Love looks like giving people permission to be all that they are in your presence. And y'all, that's exactly what Ryan did. He went the extra mile to connect with his Hispanic heritage. He went the extra mile to love his stepmama more. Love is our next step to leading a more extraordinary life, because love gives people permission to make their dreams come true. Love gives people permission to make their dreams come true. So loving more, well, that's our second step to a more extraordinary life. All right, so we're dreaming more, and that's easy. I mean, we really can do that from our sleep, quite literally. Loving more, now that's a little bit more difficult, but we can make the intentional choice to do that every single day. The next step, and arguably the most important step in leading a more extraordinary life, well, folks, that's doing more. Because doing more looks like our dreams and our love in action. Doing more is dreaming and loving out loud. Doing more is when those dreams leave our pillows and make it to prime time. Now, let's think about one of the most famous dreamers to ever walk this earth, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. If his dream never left the four walls of his bedroom, it would never be the reality that we know it to be today. Dr. King made himself, he made his life something extraordinary because he took his dreams from pillows to primetime. And it's not just Dr. King. Anybody that we consider extraordinary, Malala Yousafzai, JFK, Mother Teresa, Serena Williams, Tim Tebow, Nelson Mandela, I mean, all of them are just like us. They're just ordinary people. But they are ordinary people who had the audacity, the courage, the gall to dream more, to love more, and to do more aloud. They took their dreams from pillows to primetime and they changed the world. And folks, we got that same power in us. All of us, without exception, we're just ordinary people. But we can do just a little bit more to lead an extraordinary life. Now, this hard work of doing more, though, we can't do it in that third of our life that we spend asleep, and it certainly doesn't come easily. Doing more looks like using your platform to elevate the voices that have been silenced. Doing more looks like inviting folks in the room who never had an invitation. Doing more looks like doing what is right and not necessarily what is popular. And the truth is, it is really hard work. Taking these three steps of dreaming, loving, and doing more are definitely easier said than done. And if I keep it real with y'all, I've been struggling a lot, especially with this doing part. There were so many times throughout this past year, as I was writing this speech, as I give this speech, that walking the walk wasn't just hard, but it felt nearly impossible. I remember sitting in my rental car in Minnesota earlier this year, just a few moments after the verdict around George Floyd's murder was announced, just a few miles away in Minneapolis, and I remember being so paralyzed with emotion in that moment. I had no idea how I'd get out of that car, go into that school, and do. There were so many times throughout this year as a national officer that I was really nervous to go out and do, because what if my doing inadvertently brought home a deadly virus to my immunodeficient mama? Taking this last step of doing more may be hard for you for different reasons. Maybe your succession plan on your family operation isn't falling into place like you thought it would. Maybe your home is suffering financially because of COVID-19. Maybe you're not accepted in the spaces that you want to occupy the most. The point is, all of us, we're fighting some kind of battle that makes dreaming, loving, and particularly doing really, really hard. But those extraordinary people, those extraordinary legacies that we still admire today, they didn't stop in the face of adversity. Nah. They looked struggle in the face, they recognize it, and they decided to dream, love, and do more anyway. Not just from the comfort of their homes, not just with their friends, but aloud, for the whole world to see. And the coolest part about this is that I've seen this come to life this year. I saw this happen in Park Rapids, Minnesota, where a few ambitious folks dreamed of agricultural education in their communities. They rechartered their chapter in the midst of a global pandemic, and they have since welcomed all kinds of students with open arms into their program to accomplish the needs of their home and community. Park Rapids, Minnesota is making the ordinary extraordinary by dreaming, loving, and doing more. I saw this happen in Lexington, Kentucky earlier this year when I met my buddy Jack Haley from the Locust Trace FFA chapter. Now, Jack, man, he has dreams of making this world a better place by beautifying it with his green thumb and his love for greenhouse management. Jack loves the work that he gets to do and loves the people that he gets to do it with, but most importantly, Jack Haley gets out of bed every day and does the work to make this world a better place. You see, Jack Haley is making the ordinary extraordinary by dreaming, loving, and doing more. Last month, as I was writing this speech, I kept trying to find a message that FFA members and all of us watching today would find helpful or inspiring. But the truth is, this is the speech that I needed to hear. These are the things that I have to tell myself every day. Because on the days that I don't dream, and on the days that I don't take time to love, well, on those days, I don't do very well in this world. So what I say to you today is what I have to tell myself every day. Keep dreaming, keep loving, and keep doing something with those dreams and that love. Because on the days that I dream, and I am dreaming about a better world, and I'm dreaming about a better FFA, and I'm dreaming about a better version of myself. And on the days that I take the time to love those around me, and I put love at the center of all of my relationships, well, on those days, I do extraordinary things. And folks, so do you. So FFA members and guests, I've just got three final questions for you. What will you dream about? How will you show love to others? And what are you gonna do with the answers to those first two questions? Because I promise you, if you dream about a better world for us all, if you show love unapologetically to everybody you encounter, and if you do more by taking your dreams from pillows to prime time, your life will be anything but ordinary.
Extraordinary, extraordinary, that's what you want of me, that's what you want of me. Extraordinary, extraordinary, it's what you want of me, it's what you want of me. Extraordinary, extraordinary, it's what you want of me, it's what you
want. Arthur, a sow queen and professional alligator hunter. You bring spontaneity and fun everywhere you go, and every time you've shown up fully, you have made space for others to do the same. You give the world's most undivided attention, and your intentionality is unparalleled. Thank you for sparkling nuggets of Florida sunshine and all those lives you met this year, whether through the gifts you gave, the words you said, or the time you spent. The fact that you know everyone's love language, it shows how dedicated and thoughtful you are to showing everyone the love in the most special of ways. You continuously remind us of our best qualities, so let us do the same for you. Please never forget how brilliant, beautiful, strong, and valued you are. Keep sparking minds that will change the world. No matter how far apart, we're always together at heart. Love, Paxton, Doster, Miriam, Anna, and David. FFA members and guests, your Southern Region Vice President, Arthur Jonasson.
Extraordinary, extraordinary, that's what you want of me, that's what you want of me. Extraordinary,
Extraordinary is what you are to me. Is what you are to me. Extraordinary. Extraordinary is what you